This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Daryl Bock is research professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, one of the most prominent New Testament scholars in the world today. In previous parts of this interview, he covered the accuracy of the New Testament and our understanding of Jesus. In this part of the interview, he discusses the charge that the story about Jesus was just made up to fulfill Old Testament prophecies.
I think it's interesting to look at kind of how this invention idea works when you flip it around. It's interesting what we don't get. We don't get, for example, anywhere a detailed story of a resurrection appearance to Peter alone, even though we knew it took place. Now, certainly, if you were going to try and substantiate a resurrection and you were going to pick out someone out of the apostles to whom you would invent a detailed story to help make the impression Jesus really rose from the dead and this leader saw him face to face and was convinced, that story would be out there somewhere. And yet nowhere in the tradition do we get Peter meeting with Jesus alone. It could have been a very powerful time. Or another one, James, the brother of the Lord, who it's very clear in the midst of the Gospels is not responsive to Jesus during at least a portion of his ministry. By the time we get to him on the other end, is leading the church in Jerusalem. So something happened, and we know in the list that Paul gives us, there's an appearance to James. But nowhere do we get the details of that appearance to James. And I'm sitting here, if the church is that creative in inventing stuff, why wouldn't we get these central events laid out for us in this kind of detail? So that's one point. The other point is that sometimes the texts that are appealed to don't entirely match up. This is one of the things about the way Jews read Scripture, and that is they read it as patterns. God does something in one period, and it's like what comes later, but it's not exactly like what comes later. And in fact, with a lot of the stuff with Jesus that's related to what's called messianic prophecy or prediction, Jesus one-ups what happened earlier to show that he is a superior fulfillment. And so for the virgin birth, for example, there's a short-term birth in the time and period of Isaiah, at least that's the way I read the passage, that allows for a sign child to show that Emmanuel is with us, God is with us, which is the point, that happens in the time of Ahaz. But then Jesus comes along and repeats the pattern. Plus, now this birth goes to a woman who is a virgin and who has a special conception that generates this child that is pattern plus. And so you don't get the invention along the same lines of what you had. And this variation with pattern, I think, tells you that the event is key. Let me give you another example. If you were inventing the resurrection, you're trying to sell a difficult idea to a culture who doesn't believe in a physical resurrection. The Greeks didn't believe in a physical resurrection. The most they believed in was immortality of the soul. And so you're trying to sell this, and you tell a story about how you know about the resurrection, and you start with women at the tomb. Now, in the first century, whether you're Greco-Roman or Jewish, women, generally speaking, didn't count as witnesses. So you're developing a PR campaign. That's what invention means. You're really doing spin. You're inventing a PR campaign. You're going to sell a difficult idea, and you're going to start off with a story in which the leading witnesses are people who do not qualify as witnesses culturally. Would you invent the story that way if you were making it up and you could make the rules? No way. So the women are there in the story because they were there in the story. And that's far more credible to believe than saying someone made up a story and started off with witnesses that no one would buy as witnesses in the culture. The women are there, and they occupy a difficult place in the story because the women were there.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.